This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
For almost a decade, Farhad didn't know what his future held. He fled from Iran in 2013. He ended up on Manus Island for close to 6 years, Kangaroo Point in detention for a year. Then after speaking to you on this radio station, he was moved to the Brisbane Immigration Transit Accommodation. Eventually, with handcuffs but without explanation, he was taken to Villawood Detention Centre. And now finally the news he's waited for nearly a decade. Freedom. Good morning, Farhad.
Good morning, Rebecca.
What's happened?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's finally happening. I'm finally getting my freedom.
You're finally getting your freedom. Where are you going to be resettled?
I've been given a chance to rebuild my life in the United States. I'm flying out tonight.
You're flying out to the United States of America tonight?
Yes, that's correct. Sorry, I'm a bit emotional.
It is completely understandable, Farhad. For almost a decade, you have not known freedom. When and how did you find out that you would be resettled in the US?
Almost a couple of weeks ago, I was contacted by a company which is based in Thailand, which has contract with the US, and I was informed that I have been accepted for the US resettlement and then some medical tests. 48 hours ago, I had to do a COVID test. And, yeah, I'm just packing my stuff and getting ready to leave this place forever for good. I'm leaving and not coming back.
It's hard to imagine you processing what this means and the idea of living in a normal community again. How do you feel about being resettled in America? And whereabouts will you actually be?
I will resettle in California, in LA, Los Angeles. I think I have forgotten to live like a normal human.
Did you say you feel like you've forgotten how to live like a normal human?
Yes.
What support will you have, Farhad, when you leave Villawood Detention Centre, when you get on a plane and fly into Los Angeles? What's there at the other end of the journey?
Probably someone pick me up from airport and they will drop me at my accommodation, which will be provided by the US government for some time. I don't know how long. And there will be some sort of support. And the main thing is they will provide us all necessary documents to be like a normal citizen in that country and have opportunities as like everyone there. So I will try to get a job as soon as possible and start my new life.
Which is all you've ever wanted, Farhad. Freedom to work, to participate in society. This is an incredible moment in your life, and you should know that lots of people who have listened to your circumstances over the course of the time that we've been talking will be very, very happy that you're able to pursue life.
Absolutely, and let me take this opportunity to send my biggest appreciation to those who fought for my freedom in the past 8 years. They have done an incredible job. And to be honest, words come short to say what they have done. So please accept my appreciation. I think I learned a lesson, and I will try to return your favor to everyone who comes to my life if they need help.
Farhad, what changed? Because for so long, you tried to find out how and if you could be resettled somewhere. Why now are you being sent to America?
It, this could have happened long time ago, since the announcement of this agreement between U.S. and Australia. I begged them to let me participate in the process for a couple of years. I was told, no, that's not an option for you. And I just want to tell everyone, especially to those who criticized me and us, that all we wanted was a fair chance. I don't mind where I'm going. We don't mind that opportunity as long as it's a safe country. We didn't come to your land to take advantage of your welfare system, not at all. We came here to be a part of this society. We came here to feel safe and free. But unfortunately, that was stolen from us. The basic human right, freedom, was stolen from me and us for 8 years.
Are there others flying to California with you?
I'm not sure.
Do you know, will you be flying? Because, I mean, last time you were taken on a plane, you were in handcuffs. Will you be flying with someone? Will you be free to sit on a plane like everyone else?
Hopefully, yes. And if the Australian government wants to do that for last time, as long as I'm flying towards freedom,
yeah,
I don't really mind that. If they want to do it, let them do it. But I hope they let me walk into the airport as a free man, as someone with dignity. Yes, every time they moved me around, they handcuffed me. Even though I was accepted by the U.S., they did not let me to feel like a human being here. They just kept me in cage. They treated me like a criminal. And that's unfortunate. When I compare people, the normal people outside, those lovely people, with this government, I cannot understand it. This is not Australia. This is not Australia who keeps innocent people in detention. For 8 years, we have people here who've been detained for 11 years, 10 years. These places are terrible. I hope this interview, if you are hearing me, please ask your government, why are you torturing people? This will be recorded in history. You have to come up with an answer. This is not acceptable. This is Australia. This is not a third world country. You have a record in human rights. This record is under attack right now. Please stand up for yourself, not for me. It's about you. You as Australians. You want to be recognized as a nation who keeps innocent people in detention? I'm sure not. Billions of your taxpayers' money comes to these places. But walk in and see the conditions here. These are basic questions which need to be addressed. Mm. Please stand up for your dignity.
Farhad, you said your wish when you get off the plane in America to be resettled in your new home of California is to walk in as a free man. I hope you get that wish. Will you or can you ever come back to Australia?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't think so. That's what the government has been saying. They won't let me back.
What are your hopes and dreams in terms of work? I mean, you're a civil engineer. What would you like to do in America?
I would love to get back to my field. I would love to fulfill my dreams. I remember when I was a child, my country was in war with Iraq. And one day I remember my father came to pick me up after missiles hit my city. So I, as a child, I saw my father covered in dust and blood. Clearly, I remember that day. I promised myself to become a pilot and revenge from those who did this to my family. Then, when I was growing up, I realized killing people, destroying, it's not me. So I changed my dreams opposite direction and decided to become a civil engineer. Now I build rather than destroying. And that's my passion.
Farhad, I would love to stay in touch with you to see how life plays out for you in California. I wish you the very best with pursuing your hopes and your dreams and your freedom.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Thank you.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.